rock in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. The rock you know, the rock you love, and the rock you may have forgotten. Johnny J brings you the biggest and best rock music ever made, with a music library like no other. From AC/DC to Pearl Jam to ZZ Top and everything in between. Keeping the music alive. This is The Big Rock.
And that right there, my friends, is how you fire up another great week of rock and roll. Hey, everybody, it is Johnny J, AC/DC, shaking it all night long. I'm shaking it too, but you don't want to see that. Trust me, it's bad, bad things. So you don't want to see that. Hey, I hope you guys had a great week. I did. It's a hot one outside today as we are recording the show. And we got some hot rock and roll coming up for you over the next 4 hours. I got stuff coming up from the Georgia Satellites. Billy Joel Dokken is going to be on the way. Has some Great White in Paris. Top six this week is going to be Advice for Daughters. The Mindbender subject this week is MTV VJs and the School of Rock. We're going to be opening the session for that in our fourth hour. We're also going to be talking about Thin Lizzy's Phil Lynott. Some big music festivals have been canceled and some news on Styx. It's all coming up over the next 4 hours. What you need to do is to sit back, relax, crack open a very cold beverage of your choice, crank up the radio. This, yeah, it's The Big Rock.
Rock and roll ever made. Oh, Big Rock. Keeping the music alive.
Off of their Adventures in Utopia album, released back in 1980, that is the band Utopia, that features Todd Rundgren. Their hit, The Very Last Time. Well, if you were thinking about going to the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, forget it. It has been canceled. The annual festival that takes place in Indio, California was supposed to take place in April. They postponed it into the fall, but now they're saying that they're just going to scrap it for this year. So it'll be back next year. This year's headline acts were going to be Rage Against the Machine, Travis Scott, and Frank Ocean. I don't know if they're still going to be the headline acts in next year's edition or not, but so just so you know, if you were going to go to Coachella, you know, cancel your plans, do something different, because they're just not going to have it now. Sorry to tell you. Hootie, I love saying that. Hootie and the Blowfish right now on The Big Rock.
Big Rock.
Big Rock. Big
Bon Jovi.
She's a little runaway.
Lenny Kravitz.
I ain't gonna go my way.
Cars.
I guess you're just what I need. That's what I need.
You too. Keeping the music alive.
The Big Rock.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me.
Robin McCauley still has those pipes. It's Black Swan, their latest. Big Disaster, former members of MSG, Dokken, and Winger. Current members of Foreigner and Whitesnake making up that band right there. Hey, time right now to make you, me, and everybody else just a little bit smarter. Yeah, it is that time for three useless facts. Things I'm going to tell you that you don't care about and you're probably going to forget in about 12 seconds or something like that. Antarctica, the only continent without reptiles or snakes. I hate snakes. I should probably move to Antarctica if it wasn't for the fact that it was so freaking cold. I would be there. Hey, Kiss Army, this one's for you. It's Beth on the Big Rock.
Big Rock.
The Big Rock.
The Big Rock.
Everything that rocks.
Rocks.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
REO Speedwagon's Kevin Cronin has just put out another edition of his songs and stories from Camp Cronin. It's episode number 13. He's going to be sharing stories about his partying days and how he stopped it. And he's got some live performances of Live Every Moment and I Don't Want to Know. You can check that out on REOSpeedwagon.com. Right now, here's REO Speedwagon with our first Big Rock Double Shot.
The Big Rock.
Def Leppard. Metallica. Alice Cooper. Billy Squire.
Big Rock.
The Big Rock.
Casey Kasem had a top 40. David Letterman had a top 10. Well, now it's time for tonight's Big Rock Top 6. Why 6? Because we can.
As parents to daughters, it is our job to pass advice on to them to keep them safe and to protect them and teach them, I guess, about the ways that guys are. That's what we're going to be talking about in the top six tonight. Top six pieces of advice to be passed on to your daughters. At number six, don't imagine that you can change a man unless he's in diapers. That's the only way you're going to be changing him. And number five, go for some younger dudes. You might as well because we never mature anyways. So. And number four, the best way to get a guy to do something, suggest that they're just too old to do it. We'll be on it like nothing. And number three, this week's Big Rock Top 6, love may be blind, but men, they're definitely blind when it comes to picking up dirty clothes. Number two on the Big Rock Top 6, if he asks, what sort of books are you interested in? Just tell him, checkbooks. And at number one on the Big Rock Top 6 pieces of advice to be passed on to your daughters, don't ever expect a guy to ask for directions. Even as far back as in biblical times, men wandered around the desert for 40 years without asking for anything. And coming up, we got some Led Zeppelin, but right now, it's Great White.
Time now to get the let out on the Big Rock.
Three decades of classic rock.
The Big Rock.
From their third album, Third Stage, that's Boston with Holly Ann. We talked about Tommy Shaw here just a little bit ago. He had another band called the Damn Yankees. They're this hour's Big Rock Double Shot.
Big Rock.
Keeping the music alive.
Manfred Mann. Behind the lights. Dire Straits.
Some kitchen delivery.
Foo Fighters.
There goes my hero.
Talking Heads. The Big Rock. The Big Rock. The Big Rock.
Rock in the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and sometimes even beyond with some newer music. That's John Fogerty with the Holy Grail. Right now we're going to take a look back and see what we were listening to on our favorite radio stations this week, all the way back in the year 1975. Coming in at number 10 this week was David Bowie with Fame. I'm on Fire. The Dwight Twilley Band had the number 9 song. While coming in at number 8, it was Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John. BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive had the number 7 song with Hey You. While the Eagles, One of These Nights, coming in at number 6. The number 5 song this week back in 1975, Sister Golden Hair by America. Alice Cooper at number 4 with Only Women. Magic by Pilot at number 3. Holding down a number 2 spot, Wings with Listen to What the Man Said. And the number 1 song this week that we were listening to on our favorite radio stations back in 1975, it's the Doobie Brothers. In the middle of 4 hours of the best rock and roll ever made. Sammy Hagar here on the Big Rock. I'm Johnny J. Coming up this hour, it is hour number 3. We've got the Mind Bender on the way. It's all coming up this hour, and it's all coming up just for you.
Legend. Legend. It's a way back.
Timeless rock.
Flashback.
The Big Rock.
Keeping the music alive.
The Big Rock.
In this sturdy old park.
Keeping the music alive.
The Big Rock.
The Big Rock.
The Big Rock.
Canadian rockers, Red Rider, as we are rocking the 70s, 80s, and 90s right here on The Big Rock. All right, everybody, get your thinking caps on, pull out your encyclopedias, go to Wikipedia, go to Google, whatever. It is time for this week's Mind Bender. What singer of a popular classic rock band was offered a job as an MTV VJ before the network went on the air? Was it David Lee Roth from Van Halen, Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon, or Rick Springfield? From 1975, Once Bitten, Twice Shy, that is Ian Hunter, written and recorded by him, obviously, for his debut solo album, also called Ian Hunter. Big hit over in the UK back in 1975. Over the years, artists such as Sean Cassidy, The Angels, Eddie and the Hot Rods, Shy, and Status Quo have all recorded that song in the year 1989 for their fourth album, Twice Shy. Great White put out a cover of this song, and it was a big hit for them. Their biggest hit ever, made it up to number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here they are. It's Great White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
I
students, take your seats. Class is now in session. Get out your notebooks, textbooks, pens, and pencils for tonight's lesson, an obscure rock and roll fact. This is the Big Rocks School of Rock. All right, time now for some rock and roll education. And this week, we're going to have a special subject, the rock and movies. Rock and movies. Did you know that Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, he appears in both Back to the Future sequels? Did you know that? What about this? Prince, he wanted Stevie Nicks to write the lyrics for the song Purple Rain. She turned him down, so he did it anyways, himself. And lastly, on our Rock and Movies School of Rock, the mad scientist who created a new style of robot warrior in the Tom Selleck movie Runaway, he was none other than the Demon. Nah, Gene Simmons. You are now that much more rock and roll smarter. Let's do some rocking with Dokken on the Big Rock.
Ain't nothing but a Stones thing.
Emotional rescue.
On the Big Rock.
Jufria, I must be dreaming. Rocking the 70s, the 80s, and 90s. It is the Big Rock. I'm Johnny J. How about some live rock and roll? It's our last double shot of the week. Here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreak. Well, time has come for me to get on out of here, but that's okay. I'll be back next week. So join me right here on this great radio station. And I want to thank all of the affiliates that play the Big Rock. I do really appreciate it. And I'm so glad that I'm able to come into your community and bring you this great music. Until the next time, everybody, peace out, rock on, stay safe. I am Johnny J. We are going home this week with some David Lee Roth.